Welcome to installment 184 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments. Prohibition 144, the prohibition against consuming a becher, a firstborn animal, either outside the proper place or by an unqualified person. And prohibition 108, to redeem this same becher, the firstborn animal. In yesterday's commandment, as well as on previous occasions, we have discussed the law of the Bechor, the sacrifice of the firstborn kosher animal. There were certain conditions regulating this firstborn animal. First of all, it was automatically a possession of the Kohen, of the priestly class. Second of all, this sacrifice could be eaten only within the city of Jerusalem, as the other categories of Kodshim Kalim, the less holy, so to speak, or the less restricted forms of sacrifices, they could be eaten anywhere in the city of Jerusalem, but not outside the city walls. Prohibition number 144 relates to the place where this firstborn animal, when it is brought as a sacrifice, where it can be eaten. As the Rambam brings from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verse 17, which lists many things that leisucha lechel bisharecha, you may not eat in your gates, meaning that these things you may not eat outside the city of Jerusalem. Among them is listed uvecheres bekorcho v'tzeinecha, your firstborn cattle and sheep. They must be eaten only by the Kohen, and only anywhere but bisharecha, meaning they must be eaten in the city of Jerusalem. A Kohen who eats the meat of the firstborn animal after it has been sacrificed and eats it outside the city of Jerusalem incurs the penalty of lashes. The Sifri points out another major aspect of this commandment. Not only does it apply to a Kohen who eats from this sacrifice outside Jerusalem, but even a non-Kohen who eats it is also violating this same biblical prohibition. And this applies no matter where he eats it, even if he eats it in the city of Jerusalem. Since he is not a Kohen, he is violating the same biblical prohibition, says the Sifri. And even the Kohen, the Rambam tells us, may not eat from this sacrifice until he has brought it as an offering on the altar and has offered the fat and the blood. That even though the animal belongs automatically to the Kohen, nevertheless he may not make use of it until he has followed the procedure which is required for everyone to follow with a Bechor, a firstborn. Those that give reasons for the commandments explain the reason for the restriction in place of the consumption of these sacrifices. That since the sacrifice itself is sanctified, has holiness, therefore it must be eaten in a holy place. Since this has a lesser degree of sanctity than other sacrifices which can be consumed only in the temple itself, this has a degree of sanctity nevertheless which indicates it must be eaten only in Jerusalem. This commandment gives us a problem even today, as we mentioned in yesterday's portion that this law applies primarily in the land of Israel. In the land of Israel, then, a firstborn animal which is born may not be consumed, that is, if it has no mum, no imperfection which would invalidate it as a sacrifice. Many things have been done in Israel to prevent this problem. Some people give a non-Jew partial ownership in the mother, thereby eliminating the possibility of bringing this animal as a sacrifice, a bechor. Another thing which is sometimes relied upon, and which is a matter of great controversy, is that after an animal is born, a certain sign is inflicted upon the animal, which can be considered to be a mum, a blemish, and some rely on this. Others ensure that the bechor, the firstborn animals, are singled out from birth, and therefore have rabbinic supervision even in the place where the calves are born, or where the sheep are born, in order to ensure that the firstborn will not find its way unlawfully onto someone's table. Prohibition 108 also deals with the firstborn. In many sanctified objects, as we have discussed on other occasions, there is always the possibility of being paid, of redeeming the object. Let's say someone has donated a certain object to Bedek HaBayis for the upkeep of the temple repair fund, and later on he decides that this object, which might be worth $100, he would rather have for himself, and would rather give the money or give another object in its stead. He would have the choice then of redeeming this object, of giving the money directly to the temple fund, and utilizing the same object, which might have personal value to him personally, use it for his own use. When it comes to this firstborn, Bechor, one is forbidden by the Torah from redeeming it. This prohibition, number 108, is derived from the book of Numbers, chapter 18, verse 17, which states, Ach becher sher, oy becher kesef, oy becher eis, a firstborn cow, or lamb, or goat, lay sifte kedeshim, may not be redeemed because they are sanctified. Therefore, after one has had a newborn animal, a firstborn animal born, a bechor, he might think that he could exchange it for another animal, or exchange it for money to buy an animal to bring as an offering and give the meat to the Kohen. However, he is strictly forbidden from doing so. The Talmudic tractate Bechoros, and as well as the Sifra, point out another detail, another ramification of this law, that although one is prohibited from redeeming the animal, one is allowed under certain conditions to sell the animal. The Rambam explains in his legal code that there are differences in this according to whether we are at the times when the temple is in existence or today when there is no temple. Today, we do not care whether the animal is fit as a sacrifice or whether it is a bal mum and invalid. In any case, it may be sold. However, when the temple was in existence, an animal which was fit for a sacrifice must be brought by its owner as a sacrifice. It could not be sold. Only a blemished animal could be sold to another human being. The Rakanti points out an important and interesting hint behind this commandment. The Jewish people, says the Rakanti, are called in the verse, B'ni Bechori Yisrael, that God calls the Jewish people his firstborn. And since we are the firstborn, God promises us that we cannot be switched with any other nation. That the Jewish people has been chosen by God and singled out as his unique nation. We might think that God perhaps would want to be paid to us, exchange us for another nation. However, the law is that a firstborn may not be redeemed, that it is forever sanctified, and must be brought as a sacrifice, a korban, to come close to God. So too, this commandment is our guarantee that God will never forsake us and never switch us for another people. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.